fishing trip. Just me and my boat and old Banjo Lip. Banjo was my guide, an old colored fella. He wasn't very dark, he was a high-stepping yeller. So we launched my boat and I cranked my motor, and up to my nose came a terrible odor. I looked all around trying to find something dead, but it was Banjo with his arm up, scratching his head. Some niggers never die, they just smell that way. Now the more he'd scratch, the more he'd sweat, and I'm here to say he was a choking me to death. So we loaded up, I just couldn't go on, and I coughed and I gagged all the way home. When I dropped him off, I was next to dying. My nose was a-running and my eyes were a-crying. The smell scorched the hair right out of my nose. When I got home, I had to burn all my clothes. Some niggers never die, they just smell that way. I recuperated quick, I was thankful for that. I was only in bed for a week and a half. The very first day I was up on my feet, I went to the supermarket down the street. I shopped all around and I filled out my order. My groceries were bagged by a fat nigger porter. The air conditioner was broken, I was ferocious, 'cause it was hot and that nigger was a sweating on my groceries. Some niggers never die, they just smell that way. The vegetables and greens I bought started wilting. My blood pressure rose and I could have killed him. I was gonna smash him all over that place, but he raised up his arm and I fell on my face. Now I'm here in the hospital and at the ceiling I stare. I could have whipped that nigger, except he used germ warfare. So from now on I'll carry a long, long stick, 'cause if I can keep from the smell, then I'll have him licked. Some nigger